Welcome to the Get Over Divorce podcast, where you will learn to get your power back, hold healthy boundaries, and become the confident, successful single woman you were meant to be. Divorce sucks, but the rest of your life doesn't have to. Let's create a life you love. I'm your host, relationship coach, Julie Danielson. Let's do this. Before I dive in today's episode, are you coming to the Get Over Divorce experience? It is happening May 24th through the 26th here near Charlotte, and it is an immersive experience for all of you ladies who want to learn all of the tools that I give my people to get over divorce and create a life they love. So come on out for this incredibly immersive event. I can't wait to see you. Go to getoverdivorce.com/events for more information. The link will be in the show notes. Okay, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, everyone. Today, I want to talk about something that might stir a little emotion in somebody who is really struggling in life, struggling in divorce. They will continue to struggle in many ways until they not only master this one thing, but they embody this one major shift in the way that they are allowing themselves to think. That is this: you cannot control anyone outside of you. Let that sink in for a minute. I see a lot of women wanting their ex-partners to finally step up and be the parent that he never was when they were together. They have this expectation that now that they're divorced, he will change. He will be a better parent. He will feel bad for things that he's done. He will be better, kinder, more respectful. But this is hardly ever the case. And the one thing that you might rely on more is that he won't change. So set your expectation around that. And instead of working on him, or if you're a guy and you're healing from your divorce, instead of working on her and wanting them to change, focus on how resilient you are. Focus on how great you handle them by not reacting. You are only in control of yourself and the way that you experience your ex. I also see a lot of women going into the dating world after divorce making the same mistakes when it comes to their expectations. They get out there believing that they can change someone, that when they decide to be in a relationship, he will somehow do better and be better towards her with that commitment. And maybe sometimes this happens, but it's really a safe bet and a realistic point of view is to know that what you see is what you get. As a matter of fact, if somebody's courting you, you can probably assume they're putting their best foot forward. And it's really up to you to peek behind the curtain and pay attention to any red flags when they come up. Because if he is not who he is presenting himself to be, the red flags will show. And it's really up to you to notice them. And know that red flags are a blessing because those red flags serve a purpose. They are giving you an opportunity to level up by breaking it off. So part of being a grown-ass woman or man is that you get to be in control of one thing, and that is you. But that includes your thoughts, your behaviors, your attitude, your actions, all of the things, including how you react or respond to others. And I truly feel like it was midlife when I came into this harsh realization, and it is for a lot of other people that I talk to, where we finally become aware that we have this huge responsibility. And that responsibility is to be the person who is emotionally and physically in charge of our own body, our own thoughts, our feelings, our actions, and our behaviors. Because only then do you create growth. And that growth is where you start to become the person that accomplishes your goals. You attain all of your goals with the combination of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. And when you really think about that for the first time, or even for the millionth time, it feels like a burden. And trust me, there's a lot of people out here who deflect that burden. They don't want to take accountability for their thoughts, feelings, and actions and behaviors. They would rather blame them on other people. They blame their coworkers for not getting their work done. They blame their ex-spouse for the downfall of the marriage. They blame their parents for their poor self-esteem. And rather than owning up to learning how to control or master those things, they don't believe those are within their locus of control. So they blame. And this is where depression comes in. This is where anxiety comes in. This is where we find people allowing themselves to be miserable, where they just don't have any accountability at all. They sit in that river of misery thinking how bad their life is. And guess what? It gets bad. It gets even worse. In order to deal with that burden of a life that they feel like they have no control over, they blame, they numb themselves with really bad habits, vices, things that stimulate or pleasure them from the outside, and they live their life out of force. They try to manipulate how they feel by manipulating things and people around them. I think there's a lot of people, not just women, who've been in a relationship with that kind of person. They label them narcissistic, selfish, childish, or like they say they're gaslighting. But to the very core, these people are not in control of themselves. And very likely, they don't like themselves. And that's part of why they are the way they are. Having a low self-esteem can make people feel helpless, angry, depressed, a victim about their life, and they don't feel like they have any control over how they feel. They rely on something outside of them to make them feel good. Now, the truth is, we all can control so much in our lives. We can control how hard we work towards our goals. We can control how we treat ourselves. We can control our thoughts, our feelings. We can control how we allow other people to treat us, right? We can control all of our actions and our behaviors. All of those things are within our ability to control. We can even control the habits we have. We can control how you express yourself and how you show up for other people. Everything about who we are and what we do is within our locus of control. But do we do it? Are we doing it? This is a good question everyone needs to ask themselves. Are you consciously setting out to control those things about yourself? This is what doing the work is. Deciding consciously what we want, how we want to feel, how we want to behave, and then going about and doing all that. Some of us are doing this and we're growing. We are setting about going after our goals, and slowly but surely we are accomplishing them. This is the reality that we all need to do to really look within and decide, who do I want to be? And then go to work being that person. This is the work of turning on our awareness around all of the ways that we can have control of ourselves and our lives, and then practicing that control. And I promise you, it will never be perfect. But you can always be improving. You can always get better. When we leave our subconscious mind unattended, it loves to create fears, also known as automatic negative thoughts. And this is just that subconscious automatic response to anything that causes discomfort. And remember, there's a lot of things out there that are good for you that cause discomfort. like going to the gym for the first time or trying to cook a healthy meal rather than a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Anything that takes extra effort, anything that gets you out your front door can be discomfort. But this is how you create a life you love. This is how you create a body you love being in, is leaning into discomfort so that you can overcome whatever is hard. And then it becomes easy. Once you have some of those new positive habits under your belt, you can expand and do even more. So for all the ladies out there that are stepping into dating after divorce and they're creating dating profiles and they go on two dates, okay? And then they tell all their friends, oh my God, online dating sucks. They talk about how bad their experience was. They talk about it on Facebook, in groups, and they comment about how online dating sucks. I see this all the time in my private community. And then there's the ladies that look at online dating as a positive opportunity and they persevere. They go on dates. They go on bad dates. They get ghosted, but they keep going because they know and they're holding that faith that if they do this enough, they will find love. And they do because they are willing to dive in and be uncomfortable. And they did it. They get better at it. They even eventually start attracting better dates. They start having more fun. And then they find the one, right? The one guy that they want to club over their head and drag to her cave. This is how overcoming discomfort works so that you do reach your goals. There's a lot of ladies that I've worked with inside my program that have gone through that process. And trust me, they all start out saying online dating sucks until it stops sucking. But you have to do it long enough for it to stop sucking. Those ladies were willing to dive in and be uncomfortable, right? But it starts with taking personal responsibility, knowing what you want and being willing to do anything it takes to get it. So don't let yourself feel like a victim or you will sit there and remain a victim. It is your job and your duty to make this one life you have the best one possible. And it starts with taking 100% responsibility for the outcomes of your life, no matter what bad things have come your way. When you take responsibility, you are free from feeling like a victim. You are reclaiming your power, and that feels amazing. So step up into your power, claim responsibilities for your goals, your dreams, your desires. They are all available to you. And I know some of you are thinking right now, oh, Julie, that's so hard. I know, I've heard this and I've felt that. But know that getting what you want requires you to do hard things. But it is 1,000 times harder to live a life where you don't get what you want. And if you want help getting your mind right so you can step into your most powerful self, reach out to me. There's links in the show notes. You can find me on Facebook Messenger. This is the work we are doing inside my brand new updated coaching program called the Get Over Divorce Collective. Inside the collective, women are up-leveling their lives and getting what they want. All right, that's it for now, everybody. Thanks for being here. Please do me a favor and share your favorite episode with somebody that might need to hear it. I am really on a goal to be in the top 1%. And we are so close. We're in the top 1.5% still. So I feel like this is the year for it. So please subscribe, send an episode to a friend, and give me a rating and review. Thank you so much for being here. Bye. If you like this podcast, then you will love my Get Over Divorce book. It is packed with the tools that I use to help my clients fast forward their divorce healing and reclaim a more fulfilled, independent new life. It's only $4.99 and it's an instant download. Plus, you get the audio version for free and two other amazing bonuses, all designed to help you redefine your post-divorce journey on your terms. Grab it now.